Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Happy Cyber Monday. And I want to point out that ticket sales for Rebel Capitalist Live 2023 in Orlando just went on sale last night. And we've got a Cyber Monday special where you can get $100 off the ticket price just today. It started last night at midnight. It ends tonight at midnight. So if you're thinking about going to Rebel Capitalist Live, definitely check out rebelcapitalistlive.com and get your Cyber Monday discount today. All right, let's get into the video. And I sent out a tweet on Friday, I believe, maybe Saturday, that I thought was very benign and pretty straightforward. What I didn't realize is that it would completely break the internet and I would massively, massively trigger the woke mob on Twitter. So check this out. I don't know if you guys that don't follow me on Twitter, you'll get a kick out of this. So let's see, we got the screen share going. Yeah, we do. Okay. So to start here, usually when I do a tweet, and this is, I think, a response or something, but this is common. You know, I'll do a tweet like this where I'm just retweeting my good buddy Andreas, and it gets maybe 400 likes, or, you know, this one of Klaus, where I say it's interesting that Alex Jones is labeled too toxic, while Klaus, who I would argue is even more toxic and his ideas are even more dangerous, is somehow, prestigious and revered by the media. And this gets 1,400 likes. This gives you an idea of the engagement, right? Check this one out. So here we'll go to what I said in the tweet. I just simply said, I can't tell you how grateful I am to have grown up before the world went mad. That's it. That's the tweet. And I added a picture in there. Here it is. So, and I remember these types of ads with Calvin Klein, and I remember it well, because when I was in college, I would, 92, I think, yeah. I mean, I always tell people, I almost flunked out of high school, which I did. In fact, my senior year, I was this close. I think my GPA was like 0.5, if I remember right. I remember that well, because I had two D's and two F's. What's that?
That is horrible.
Yeah. I think I was, my memory serves me right, I was voted like the most likely to end up in jail. You know, how back now they probably don't do that in yearbooks, but back then they did. Like, who was the most likely to succeed? Who was the most likely to, you know, start a charity? Who was the most likely to end up in jail? And they voted me for that one. But anyway, and in college, I didn't do much better, but I the only way I got into college was through an athletic scholarship. But anyway, I remember these types of ads well. And also, I remember all of my buddies, like, that's kind of the underwear you'd want. You know, you'd want Calvin Klein because that's what was cool. And it was aspirational, right? And why? Because it showed healthy young people that were attractive. And when I say attractive, I get it. There's a spectrum there. Not everyone finds, let's say, the people on the right attractive. I totally get that. And some people find the people on the right attractive. But you've got to look at it just in terms of the overall population. And I think it's safe to say that there's going to be 99% of the population that would find the people on the left attractive, and maybe 0.00000001% that would find the people on the right. That's one issue. The second issue is that these people are morbidly obese, and to the point where this is not just being big boned. And you'll see this in the comments a lot. And I think this is, it's actually interesting from a standpoint of human psychology. What I mean by this is that America as a whole is so grotesquely overweight that you get desensitized to it. And I know when I go back to the United States for 6 months or a year or something like that, you see fat people everywhere, but you start in your head, it's weird. It's your mind plays tricks on you, and you start to think that, oh, well, that's just normal. or oh, well, that, or these people on the right, like this gal, as an example. Well, they're both gals, but one has made himself a dude, but yet still, we'll get into that in a moment here. It gets very confusing nowadays. But assuming this person on the right is actually a gal or female, whatever, you know, we look at that and say, oh, well, this she's just normal. She's about average, you know, and you can be this size, and you'll see this in the comments here. And they always say, oh, well, you can be this size and be healthy. No, you can't. No. You can't. This is an illusion that only people in America have. If you were to show this person to someone in Colombia or someone in Asia or someone in Eastern Europe, that literally 100% of the population will look at this gal and say, no, she's wildly unhealthy. And what's also amazing is there's been, because the woke mob has tried to normalize obesity to the extent that they have, it's really doing epic amounts of damage, especially on young people, because they buy that BS. They buy it. And then they believe that, oh, well, no, if I'm, you know, 200 pounds overweight, if I'm 100 pounds overweight, that's not overweight, that's normal. And I'm not decreasing my life expectancy at all. Why? Because I see these people on the Calvin Klein ad. And you say, George, well, that's not what Calvin Klein is saying. I know, but that's how young people take it. And so what you're doing, and also too, you can see this in the data. I always hear people on social media and over the internet and on the mainstream news and whatnot. They're always talking about what a tragedy is that the United States spends so much per capita on healthcare, and yet our life expectancy is actually declining, and it's lower than other places that spend a lot less. And the woke mob or the, you know, the people on the left will always say, oh, well, that's because we don't have enough government in our healthcare system. If we just had more government, then the cost would come down and we'd somehow get better service. Just like what happens when government takes over anything, right? They make it far more efficient, a lot better, and a lot less expensive. Hopefully you can sense my sarcasm there. But this is not true. All you have to do is look at the rate of obesity, and that in and of itself explains why the cost of healthcare in the United States is so exorbitantly high. There's other components, there's other variables, there's other things that go into it. I get it. But this, I would argue, is by far the main driver as to why we can spend so much per person on healthcare, but yet still have the life expectancy low and actually going down. It's because if you're the size of this person right here in the ad, you might as well chain smoke. In fact, the chain smoking might even be healthier than being this overweight. And let's assume this gal is, who knows how tall she is. Let's say that she's 5'4". So a healthy weight for her, let's say, would be, I don't know, 120 pounds. And this gal's clocking in at 220. Easy. I mean, maybe she could be north of 225 here. I mean, she's massive, right? And I mean, look at her legs, for heaven's sake. Her calves are bigger than my thighs. So look at her fingers. I mean, when you're fat enough to where your fingers are fat, that in and of itself tells you that you are unbelievably unhealthy, that you're not even close to health. Like you got problems. It's amazing to me that people can, you know, then once they get to this weight and whatnot, they say, oh my gosh, I can't feel my feet. And yeah, that's your body telling you that you're destroying it very, very quickly. That's your body telling you how unhealthy you are, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it's really unbelievable to me that we can sit here and normalize this and try to make believe that it's healthy. And whether Calvin Klein is intentionally doing that or not, inadvertently, this is the net result. And you can sit there and say, oh, well, Kate Moss was anorexic and blah, 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 doing coke. And okay, fine. But that what this person does, that's like saying, oh, well, this person exercises a lot. Well, okay, fine. But the point is that this represents a very healthy type of person. This represents a very, 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 very unhealthy type of person. And we're trying to make people believe, especially young kids and whatnot, that are very impressionable, that this is just normal and average. When if they allow themselves to be duped by this utter nonsense and woke propaganda, it's literally going to take decades off their life. And somehow people are just okay with that. And this to me is just complete insanity. So I don't know how we can be okay with that as a society, that it's the exact same thing as normalizing smoking. I mean, would we do that? Would we honestly sit there and say, oh, well, some people are, you know, can smoke 2 packs a day of Marlboro Reds, but they can be extremely, extremely healthy. Would anyone say that out loud? I mean, of course not. Of course not. You say, okay, you might be slightly healthy, but give it some time, bud. You know, you're taking decades off your life here. And there's no way that we should actually tell young children that if they smoke 2 packs a day, oh, well, you'll just be fine. That they just need to accept you the way you are. And if you smoke 2 packs a day, well, that's you're still very, very healthy. And that's normal. I mean, if we said that to kids, people would be appalled. But yet when we tell kids that it's normal to be 100 pounds overweight, which has the exact same negative health consequences, then that's not only fine, but that's something that we should aspire to. That's something that should be promoted in general society. That is, I mean, it's not just insane. It makes you take pause and just truly ask yourself, how the hell did we get here? Like, look at what we're encouraging kids to do. Like, how did we get here? How can this be real? That's topic number one, the obesity issue here. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Topic number two, and again, you can say, George, well, they're just trying to do this to sell more underwear and blah, 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 blah. I would argue that no, they're not selling more underwear by doing this. What they're doing is they're virtue signaling. And they're virtue signaling at the expense of the health of the population at large. And what's good news about the inverted yield curve is I'm predicting that as we go into recession, you're going to see a lot less of this. Why? Because it doesn't work financially. You don't sell more underwear by having someone that's 300 pounds in your underwear ad, or they would have been doing it back here in 1992, right? Why is it that the fashion industry is so well known for highlighting beauty? Because it sells less stuff, or because it sells more stuff? Because it sells more stuff, right? So, and I'm not even, again, we're not even talking about the health consequences here. And I think that's really what's more important here. That they are virtue signaling, and the benefit is that they get brownie points with the woke mob, and the cost is that we create literally generations of Americans whose life expectancy will go down by potentially decades, not just years, for heaven's sakes. This is a big, big problem. And the fact that Calvin Klein chooses to make that type of business decision, I think is disgusting. And especially when it doesn't even impact their bottom line positively. And you say, George, well, why can they get away with this? Because we've had interest rates artificially low for a decade, for 12 years or whatever. But again, this is the good news. Going into a recession, when the ad budget has to be cut, and now all of a sudden, these advertisers have to worry about the bottom line. They can't just do anything. They can't just virtue signal, and their share price just goes up. And now all of a sudden, there's going to be consequences for them putting out ads that really disgust people. Same thing with the woke movies. You're going to see a lot fewer of those. You're going to see a lot less of the woke TV shows as well, because no one wants to see them, or very few people. It's just this minority of people that are just obnoxiously loud. And so that's, like I said, that's the good news here, is that if we go into a recession or an economic depression, a lot of this stuff will go away, because it's just not financially viable when your number one priority is the is profit, the bottom line. So now we talk about this. I don't even know what to call this thing here. This, I kind of read up on this, is, I guess, a girl that is now wants to be a dude, and I guess has taken enough hormone or whatever, drugs, to have a beard and basically look like DJ Khaled or whatever. But I guess it's just a dude that's so fat he has to wear a bra. That could be it. I don't really know. But again, what we're normalizing here is there's no male or female. It's just fluid here, and you can choose to be anything. And I put out another thing I added to this tweet here, was a Calvin Klein ad where they've got some dude that's pregnant. I mean, it was a girl, and then he changed himself to a dude, and then now all of a sudden is pregnant, and we need to applaud that. We need to normalize that. No, we don't. No, we don't. Because again, you're impacting a younger generation here, and you're doing that. Let's just assume for a moment that your argument is, well, this is great because Calvin Klein is more diverse and they're being more inclusive, and they're making, trans people who are legitimately trans, they're making them feel better about themselves. Okay, that's the benefit. At what cost? See, this is what they never do. And the cost would be, now all of a sudden you're normalizing this gender fluidness, let's just say. And you're going to have more and more young people get caught up in this. And therefore, it's going to create an environment where more and more young people are making really bad decisions, and decisions that they're going to regret later on in life. Now you say, well, George, but it is being fairer to those people that are truly trans. Great. But let's do some numbers here. You know, what percentage of the overall population is truly, truly, truly trans? Obviously, way less than 1%. I mean, we're talking about maybe 0.00001%. So what you're doing is, yes, you may be fairer to those people, but at the expense of potentially millions of others. See? And this is, I think, part of the big problem here with the virtue signaling, is it disproportionately emphasizes an extreme, extreme, extreme minority at the expense of the majority. I mean, this, and think about it. If you think obesity is a problem, let's go back to that. And both of them are obviously obese here. If you think obesity is a problem now, if you keep normalizing it like this, just give it 10 years. Give it 10 years. And if the average life expectancy right now in the United States, let's say, is 78 years old, which it probably is roughly, 10 years, the life expectancy is going to be, I would argue, you could see the life expectancy sub 75. But I mean, give it 15, 20 at this pace, you're going to see the life expectancy in the United States less than 70 years old. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the world has gone completely mad. And then going back to the trans issue, normalizing this is going to have costs. Going to have costs. And Calvin Klein isn't going to have to pay those costs. Society is. And whether you like it or not, whether it's fair, whether it's unjust, whether it's, I don't care what it is, right? We don't live in a perfect world. We live in an imperfect world, and it's always going to be imperfect. And there's always going to be people that get the short end of the stick. But you have to realize that there is no silver bullet. There's no panacea. And you have to say, okay, well, what can we do that's going to be most beneficial to the 99.9999999% of the population? And normalizing obesity or normalizing dudes getting pregnant, that's when you're catering to just a minute fraction of the population. You say, George, what's the problem with that? I mean, what's the cost here? Okay, well, let's address that momentarily. On this channel, I think we went over a study the other day on the percentage of people who are gay in the United States. And then the study juxtaposed this reality to perception. And they stratified it by age and by political affiliation. And I think it was just really with, they stratified it by age, but they only went up to, I think maybe 40, 45, something like that. And what you saw, especially with young people, teenagers and, 20 somethings, is even the Republicans or the people that identified as Republicans, they thought, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was astronomical. They thought that literally like 20 or 30% of the population was gay. And they didn't get into the trans issue, I don't think, but they probably would have said, well, maybe 10% are trans, right? And then the liberals, it was like, they thought like 50% of the people, the society was gay, right? I mean, and you say, well, what's reality? Maybe 2 or 3% max, right? And that's that are gay. Trans, again, it's just an infinitesimally small number. And so again, what we're doing is we're trying to normalize that at the expense of everyone else. And what's a cost here? How does this play out? Well, you're going to have more and more and more people that, and I'm not saying that people aren't born gay or trans. That's not what I'm saying at all. Not what I'm saying. But you're going to have more and more and more of these kids that think that, oh, well, 50% of the people in the world are trans. So maybe, I'm 8 years old. Maybe because I like pink instead of blue means that I'm trans. So mom, let's go straight to the doctor and get my nuts chopped off. You think that's not going to have long-term consequences? So my point here is, should we be respectful to the groups that are just very small minorities? Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that we should normalize it. Because when you normalize it, now you're introducing a significant amount of costs. And we can see this playing out right in front of our eyes with the obesity epidemic that we have in the United States. That if this continues, it's only going to get worse to the point where you're literally taking decades off of entire generations' life expectancy. So I guess, let me see here. Oh my gosh, I've been ranting on about this for 26 minutes. So you can see, I really went off on a tangent there, didn't I? So look at this, 69,000 likes, 69,000. It's had 9,000 retweets. And initially what I saw is most of the people pretty much agreeing with me, saying yes, that the world's gone crazy, and understanding that what I'm talking about mostly here is the fact that we're normalizing something that is wildly unhealthy, and it's going to have tremendous, tremendous costs later on down the road here. But then when, you know, the woke crowd caught on to this and started retweeting it, then you can see just the lack of coherence. And I think this is quite telling, because I think in order to be a part of that woke crowd, it makes it crystal, crystal clear that you can't really be thinking. You've got to be feeling. It's got to be almost 100% feel. And you've got to just take critical thinking, and that you just got to boot that straight out the window. And that in and of itself is going to have very, very negative consequences long term. I mean, I don't even dare click on some of these. Oh, here you go. And you get some very high level responses, very high level, like this one. It's very tough to even debate this type of intellectual rigor. These are all also from 2021, in case you need more jacking off material. Okay. Wow. Whew. You got me. Yeah, that's it. And notice what they're showing here is people who are very, very healthy. And I would agree, okay, this is great. We're not normalizing people who are morbidly obese. But then, of course, all the people chime in here and assume that what I didn't like about this is that these people, like this person, DJ Khaled here, is, maybe Hispanic or, I don't know, Persian or I don't know. They're not white. And so everyone says, oh, well, you know, the reason I'm pointing this out is because I only want white people in ads. It's like, how do you just go there? Like, how can you be so oblivious to the point I'm trying to make here? And it's because you're not thinking. You're just reacting. And so then I point out the fact that, if you want to use the new ads here, let's not miss this one. And this is more of what I'm talking about, right? We're normalizing this as though, you know, dudes can have babies, women can, it's what we're doing is we're taking, gender roles that have evolved for obvious reasons. We're taking biology and we're just flipping it upside down as though that won't have any negative impact on society whatsoever. I mean, come on. And then you just have people just pointing and stuttering and shouting about things that are just, I mean, I can't even follow most of it. And then a lot of them, I don't know how this got posted twice here, but who cares? It doesn't really matter. Then a lot of the woke crowd here went to my Twitter profile where I say that I'm a libertarian. And then the next stream of consciousness that you saw on this viral tweet and the people that are now just completely monopolizing my notification feed here is that, oh, well, I'm a libertarian, so that means I have to love child porn. And because any good libertarian knows that, you know, we want freedom, right? So we should have freedom to just kill people. We should just have freedom to club baby seals, and we should just have freedom to enjoy our child porn. This is the level of intellectual rigor you're dealing with here with the woke crowd. And I think that's the main thing I wanted to point out here, that when you're dealing with these narratives, right, that, by the way, are being pushed by the global elite. We know that if there is someone that is responding in a way that is using thinking and not feeling, and then still lands on the side of this woke insanity, like the global elite and Klaus, we know that their intentions have to be different, to say the least, from what they are outward, what they outwardly would want you to believe. And I think that's kind of the main thing I'm trying to say here. And I'm trying to say that, guys, I know Americans tend to do this, and if you're 100 pounds overweight, and I'm sure this applies to many people that watch my videos, and they won't like this, and maybe I'll lose subscribers, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to just live in a fantasy world just to keep subscribers if that fantasy world is going to be detrimental to people's health. No, this is not normal, guys. This is wildly unhealthy. This is the exact same as smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day. And, you know, if you're one of those Americans who says, oh, I'm 100 pounds overweight, but that's just normal and I shouldn't, do something about it, you're absolutely wrong, for heaven's sakes. In fact, I would argue that if you're 100 pounds overweight, losing that 100 pounds and getting healthy again is far more important than understanding what's going to happen with central bank digital currencies and gold and Bitcoin and global macro. No. If you have to decide whether to take time to watch my videos or go to the gym and get healthy, dude, that's a no-brainer. Forget my videos. Forget YouTube. Forget global macro. Forget gold, Bitcoin, real estate. Get healthy, my friend. Because no matter what the size of your portfolio, or no matter how much freedom you have, it doesn't do much good for you when you're dead. And this is the direction that American society is headed right now, via Calvin Klein and the woke mob. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism, and health. For heaven's sakes, you owe it to your kids to promote a healthy type of lifestyle. And again, if you're interested in checking out Rebel Capitalist Live 2023, definitely go to the link today. We've got that Cyber Monday special where you can get $100 off the ticket price. And that website is, Josh got it right here, rebelcapitalistlive.com. All right, guys, see you in the next video.